I'm being told we now have Gordon Peterson on the line. Thanks. Yeah, thank you very much for joining us on a tough day. First, your just initial thoughts about all those years competing with Jim Vance.
Well, we're more like colleagues than competitors. I mean, we've been around for so long. Washington is really going to miss Jim Vance. He was, as you know, a major part of this community for more than four decades. He was a real presence. And what I liked about Jim is when he brought you the news, he brought you the news. It wasn't about Jim. It was about what was going on in the world around us. And he did it with a lot of grace and good humor and compassion. And I think people in this community, the Washington community, thought of him more as a friend and as a neighbor, a really good friend and helpful neighbor. But as I say, it wasn't about Jim. It was about the news. And I loved his commentaries, which were, straight from the shoulder. No Mickey Mouse, and this community is really going to miss him. I'm going to miss him. I liked him a lot.
Talking to Gordon Peterson about the death of Jim Vance. Yeah, those commentaries, which were here and there, not tremendously steady for the later years, but when he had something to say, he darn well said it.
Yeah, he didn't like the name Redskins, for example, for the Washington football team. He made that pretty clear.
He was also courtside a lot to see the Bullets and then the Wizards. So he was out and about. How did you get a chance to socialize with him? Was it always professional, or did you get to know him the sets?
We would see him. I would see him at professional events, and I bumped into him a couple of months ago at the car wash, and we had a nice conversation. Many years ago, NBC tried to hire me to go to work with him over Channel 4, and I was looking forward to that, but a U.S. District Court judge had other ideas, so it didn't work out. I've always rather regretted that, because I liked Jim, and I would have liked to have worked with him.
Were you able to take anything from watching him, and do you think he ever took anything from watching you?
I'm sorry, the cell phone service here where I am is not very good, right? Would you repeat the question?
Did you ever get any tips or any sort of wisdom from watching him as far as his the way he did his job, and do you think he did the same with you?
What I liked about it, as I said a minute ago, was it wasn't about Jim. You know, and it was about the news of the community, the Washington community, about what was going on in the federal government, and Jim was just he was the messenger. He was not the message, and God knows we can use more of that these days. And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
And all due respect to you and Maureen Bunyan over the years at Channel 9 and then Channel 7. Jim, Doreen, George, and Bob were quite the team.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't forget Glenn Brenner, too. He was, for many years, he was part of that lineup and a wonderful, joyful part of that lineup. I miss them all. I miss working with Maureen, too, right now. Another wonderful broadcaster who was about the information. It wasn't about Maureen.
Gordon Peterson, thank you very much for joining us on a very tough day as we learn that Jim Vance, 45 years, an anchor and reporter at NBC4, has died just 2 months after announcing that he had cancer.